something like that. But anyhow, we call it the living room. You know, everybody gathered in that room and shot the bull till bed died. That's the way we all started.
And let's see, your bedroom, did they ever have, anybody ever have a different name for bedroom besides bedroom? Or maybe upstairs ones or anything like that?
Well, it's all we called it was just an upstairs bedroom.
Mm-hmm. But what about your porch? Did anybody ever call porch anything different?
Oh, well, you had a lot of people called them different names. I was just thinking about that, but I can't say it now. I heard people go and sit on the piazza. That was a front porch. And sat there and chewed back and spit and out in the yard, and a lot of yarns would go around out on the piazza.
Did they ever call it, would you call a second story porch piazza too? Or
I don't know, because there were just upstairs porches for us. Yeah. It was just our house was a big home, and it was, I say a beautiful home. And it had porches all the way upstairs, around upstairs and downstairs.
Did you ever hear them call the porches a gallery or anything like that?
Yes, sir. Out on the gallery.
That just meant about the same thing as the
yes,
porch most of them.
Yes, sir. All meant the same thing.
And you see, you said you had a fireplace in
every room.
Would you tell me, tell me about how you built the fire? That's one thing I like to hold you people.
Well, you had what they call out in this country, my daddy, you might say around this whole peninsula here, my daddy owned the whole thing very near one time, because in the more deeds, all over a property. And I know it wasn't a thing in the world, but just where he had bought it in for the timber rights. And land was no good after you got the timber all the way back in them days. And they didn't want to pay taxes on it, so they just cut the timber and let it go. And the timber then was the first growth timber, and they called it rosemary pine. It was just almost hard all the way, except just a thin place on the sap part of it that you call the sap of the pine. And after that, you know, the burnt wood, just everybody just kept the wood burnt off for the cattle. Have that wiregrass for the tender, really juicy food for them. And it just burnt out there, and there were just worlds of it, of just them old tops, you know, and it was just solid lighter, they called it, or lighter wood.
Yeah.
And some of it was just so fat that it almost blew up like old gunpowder you set in the fire. And that's what we call cut that for our kindling wood, but heck, man, it wasn't no trouble to get a fire started. No, it done it quick. But we used the lighter, and then we had in the home down there back of our home, we had just worlds of what we call water oak, post oak, and live oak. Well, we cut that and called it back logs in the fireplace. And all we had to do was just stick a piece of that lighter down under it, and heck, it would start just like, burned it almost like gasoline.
Oh.
There's some of it around now. I've got some of it.
But what'd you used to call a thing that you'd lay the wood across in the fireplace?
A fire dog.
Fire dog?
Yes.
And what did everybody always call it? The open place down in front of the fireplace, what would you?
The hearth.
Did they have a thing that run above the fireplace that you might put
a mantle, mantelpiece to put your clocks and things like that, decorate it with? Yes, sir, mantelpiece.